Welcome back to Weekend Thoughts. My name is Nate Antetomaso. This is where we talk about what we've been thinking about on the weekend. So I just recently moved, and the only thing I could think about during that moving period was, damn, this should be easier. Let's jump into it. So this is 100% a first world problem and a first world complaint. I know that, and I'm going to own it. It's just what I've been thinking about, so it fits the mold here. So I live in downtown Chicago, and when I say downtown, I mean like downtown. I'm now in River North, which is, where you've been if you visited Chicago. I just moved to my new apartment a few weeks ago. I'm in a high rise, and I was in a different high rise before, so a lot of logistics there with moving. I looked back on the calendar and I did the math, and on average, I have moved once a year, every single year since 2013. That's 8 moves in the past 8 years. There were, you know, some years where I moved twice, some years where I stayed somewhere for 2 years, but on average, once a year. That's a lot, and it sucked every single time. Moving never gets easier, and especially now that I'm in these high rises in the city, there's so many logistics, just so many things you have to figure out. And of course, it's not just me. There's a large percentage, especially in big cities like Chicago, of young people who are more mobile and move more often. And with that, I wonder, and my idea is, why there's no white glove service to help with the move. You know, we have software as a service, data as a service. Let's have mass moving as a service. I know that rich people or, you know, celebrities, they probably have this through assistance or through some type of consultant. But that's a model I think that everybody could use, and a lot of middle class people would use. You know, why not have a fee-based service that includes a concierge for your move? For the middle class, you know, it's someone who handles these moves all the time. This is all they do. They know what they're doing, and charge them a fee based on the move. I think the way it should work is that I'm going to move, right? I have one call with somebody and they can handle everything for me. Maybe we make it software enabled. Maybe there's a portal to help with, communication, but I can have a call with somebody. I can tell them, I want to move to this location. I'm moving from this location. Here's my target date. Here's my logins for everything, for internet, electricity, water, you know, whatever. And then they can strategically give me insights. They could say, hey, maybe you should move on this date instead because it's going to be cheaper. Or when we move from this building, we have a problem with the elevator, so let's do it later in the day. You know, whatever it is. They have these strategic insights because this is their expertise, but they also handle everything else. So they handle the service changes for that stupid stuff like the internet that you always forget. Once you move, you have to like vet 2 different internet providers, and that's difficult because they don't, you know, have the same metrics and shit like that. Like, I was trying to compare gigabytes per dollar or megabytes per dollar when I was moving, like ridiculous stuff. I forgot that I had to change over my electricity, so I went in and did that like a week before I moved. There was like a whole form to fill out for that. So they handle that stuff. They handle working with my building to reserve the elevator for the time where I can move my stuff down the freight elevator. They reserve the loading dock, you know, anything else like these logistics things. They partner with moving companies. So maybe they know a moving company that does the best in this part of the city, but it's somebody else in another city. Or maybe they just have an exclusive partnership, but they get better rates. You know, whatever it is, they talk to the movers. They tell them the stuff that I have. They make sure that they arrive on time based on those other logistics and get my stuff dropped off and brought into the new apartment on time. Sometimes with moves, there's damage. This concierge would handle the damage claims and go through that process, go through all the forms you have to fill out, and if there might be insurance involved, you could purchase insurance, do all of that, that's handled. All these small little things that in and of themselves don't take too much time, but when you do it together, they all add up to a lot of time. And for me, stress. I am a very type A person. I want to know how everything's going to play out, which I know is crazy, but it's who I am. And so all of these unknowns and all of these small tasks related to moving cause so much stress. And it's like the only thing I could think about. So if I had someone handling that for me, that stress would be gone. Like, that in and of itself is worth that fee. And the fee, probably percentage based, you know, if I have more stuff to move, it would cost more to move it. It would cost more, you know, I'd be in a nicer place theoretically. So that stuff would cost more. So it could be a fee based move for that concierge, to make sure they get a percentage of the fees and make it worth their time. The average American moves 11.7 times in their lifetime. That's going to be higher for me, and it doesn't get easier. So could we target people like me, these middle-class young adults who have a little bit of disposable income and value convenience, value things that can take stress away from them, to make it just that much easier and, quite honestly, profit off of the move? If you want to spend that up, go for it. Anyone should do that. That's what I've been thinking about.